Alive 90.5.
And the time is gone, 29 minutes to 9. We've got the one, we've got the only, we've got the great Graham McFarlane with us here in studio. And Graham's going to be sharing with us what's happening in with the Hills District Dads. So for everybody out there, if you haven't had any dealings with the Hills District Dads, what the Hills District Dads is about is it's a great support community group, and they get together, have great support workshops, etc., for dads. They support dads going through the D word. I'm not going to use the D word on the radio, it's a naughty word. But they really support dads as well. But not just that, they help dads going through hardships, where there's a bit of mental illness or things, or they just
anything dad related.
Anything dad related. And also it's about that brotherly
bond. Bonds, yeah. Bro bond. Is
the bro
called?
Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro bond.
The dad bond.
The dad bond. Well, I'm gonna hand over now to Graham McFarlane, who's with us here at Alive 95. Good morning, Graham.
Thanks for having me.
If I didn't do that correctly, can you give us a good, good explanation?
Look, I think the easiest way to look at it was the Facebook group that started in 2014. It was just for fun and, bringing dads in the area together. Unfortunately, about a couple of years later, it was quite obvious quite a few dads had passed away for different reasons, cancer, suicide. And it started morphing into another thing, what it's become today. We've had a lot of influence from the Hills District Shire, particularly the council, and particularly Facebook, and also the Casa Hill RSL's been sponsors over these years. What it basically does is we've got 7,000 members, and we've got about an 80% interaction rate of those 7,000 people. So at a high level, that's what it's all about. And what comes off that too is other pages, forward driving, fishing, barbecuing, and all that sort of stuff. So we've got multiple other pages that attach to that one as well.
That's awesome.
How come I've never been invited for a fishing trip or a barbecue trip or a camping trip?
You're not a cool dad.
You're getting invited today.
And the best thing about it is it doesn't matter what you do and what your favourite things are and your pastimes. Yep. It's something for everyone. And but the best part about it's community, and my involvement is there's got administration guys there, and they do a fantastic job. And my involvement there is more to do with, helping out dads, helping out, guys moving away from separation or domestic violence. And I'm a bit tired today because we had an unfortunate event last night. But, getting out there in the community and just saying, bridging some gaps between, person's experiences and that whole family law, the gambit of it. So.
Yeah. Now, Graham, one thing I have seen, and you do it quite well, is how you guys all come together and support dads. Because lots of times in separation and the dads have to start all over again, build up a new home, and everybody gets together and pulls together resources, and they actually help these dads.
That's amazing.
Move.
To give you an idea of what we're talking about, the financial year 2021 was 230 families.
Wow.
Whether it was a simple g'day conversation to full-fledged moving someone out of a domestic violence scene and rehoming him in a house. Mm. The best part about the Hills District Dads, guys put their hands up, we put the word out, we do an anonymous post, and people just go, I can help. In the last lockdown, I had, and I'm probably just guessing the exact number, about 34 gift cards that were gifted to me so I can actually get him out to where they're needed in the community.
I have a question. Yeah. Domestic violence, do you mean that the dads are actually being abused?
Yeah, or so this is
my
background.
Interesting thing to talk about, I think, because every other person thinks it's
full disclosure. Yeah. I'm actually I was actually a candidate at the last federal election. My main focus was domestic violence, and particularly the resources available. I might use just a random council, not this one.
Yeah.
So another council, for example, Liverpool, last 12 months has had 45% of domestic violence cases. The victim was actually the male. And they actually spend $0 for domestic violence in that area for those men.
Yeah.
In my local area, we've got fantastic. We've got 3 domestic violence shelters for women. And it's fantastic in children under the age of 12. But not $1 spent on men.
Yeah, I think that's a really critical point you're touching on, because every time you hear domestic violence, I would think the female is the one that's being abused, and you always never think it's the other way around. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And now I think you guys are shifting and obviously helping those people that are involved. Yeah. Great awareness.
Our view and the view of the community is it doesn't matter who you are. If you're an Australian, let's help them. Why can't we just help people?
Yep.
Yeah. And we don't just help men. We help all walks of life. It's family orientated. And out of that 230, I did say families, didn't I?
Because
it's families, you know. The dads in the area, whether they are single, I'm actually a single parent of two adults now. I was a single parent for quite a long time. Then you've got dads that are happily married, but very generous community. A lot of businesses in there. We support our own networks. If you're interested in it, just get onto Facebook. Just search Hills District Dads and become a member. There's a couple of rules. We've got the Bill and Ted rule, which is be good to everyone. And
Everyone can become a member. You have to be a dad, right? That's what I'm saying.
You can join the dads out there. So it's just very high level.
And do you have to be in the Hills District? I know it's Hills Dad or
surrounding areas. What's actually happened is other areas like Penrith have got their own now. They've basically, the dads in this area move out, they're going into their own areas and deciding to do their own groups. So quite a
lot. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So just from experience, I've joined the Hills District Dads. I've been to some of the events and workshops, and really great group of guys.
That's
they really
awesome.
Come together nicely. Graham, I just want to touch on something that I know you feel quite strongly about. Australia does have a Minister of Women. Have a Minister of Men?
The Minister for Women actually manages the portfolio for men.
What do you think of the laws? Do you think it's
equally? I've actually petitioned federal court three times now. I've actually got a letter from the minister. There's also the minister for the prime minister, and also a letter from the prime minister. They all recognise the issue. I've also spoken to most federal members. I wasn't happy with their answers when I was going through it. Full disclosure, I'm actually a victim of domestic violence, and I'm also a victim of a father who didn't have access for his kids for many years. But happy story. My kids have lived with me for 5 years full time. Awesome. I'm a sole parent, and I married my daughter the other week, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Congratulations. Exciting stuff.
It takes time, and if you've got the right support networks around you and you've got the right people with the right advice, you can be successful in a bad situation. And that's where Hills District Dads bring it together. Yep, so Minister for Men, I get so much flack saying why. And well, I'm happy for anyone to live a day in my shoes, and I can help you understand why it's important.
I reckon you should run for it. Go. Try to get that position.
Unfortunately,
you have 7,000 people behind you.
Being an independent politician costs tens of thousands of dollars. I've never taken a cent from one person running my political campaigns. But unfortunately, without money, going to politics is a hard game.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. Yes.
But working on some exciting stuff, 22, is going to be an awesome year for us.
Oh, what kind of, projects or programs or anything?
Watch your space. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back shortly. We're going to bring you J-Lo with Jenny from the Block. And we'll touch base again with Graham shortly. Stay tuned and enjoy.
This is Your Sound.
Your Community.
Alive 90.5.
And the time's gone, 18 minutes to 9. We've got Graham on and back again, and he's going to give us an update on how you can be part of the Hills District Dads. You can connect with them and how you can be part of this great community. Graham, do you want to share with the listeners how they can get involved and be part of this great organisation?
Yeah, look, there's nothing really formal. There's eight great guys that run the whole page, the administrators, the moderators, and they've got a couple of questions there. It's useful if you're in the area. And the reason is, if you want to be part of a community, you've got to be in the community. So when we're doing active things, if you are around the Hills District, I actually live near Borkham Hills, down to Glenwood or out to Schofields, Riverston, that's that sort of patch. When we're doing our monthly catch-ups, a monthly catch-up at the Hillshire Council. It's a Monday night. What happens in the room stays in the room. Bunch of dads come together. We get an average of anywhere from five dads to 30 dads, and And it's really good because, you know, you can link people with serious family obstacles or family issues, or could be financial, it could be sporting issues, could be health, whatever, and just having other people to listen to your problem in that one room. So we do that regularly once a month. And then the guys also organise a lot of social events. COVID's been tough, but we did get our Christmas party in at the Casa Clara RSL, which was awesome. We get about 80 to 100 blokes on average each year. And we get the full area, the billiards room at the back, and the club sponsors, and it's fantastic. So, and all the local guys that have got businesses put into it. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you want to just even just get in there and suss it out and join the group, find it on Facebook, Hills District Dads. You just can't go wrong. And you'll find when you get in there, you'll start finding people with similar, you know, interests.
Yep.
You know, there's even a cryptology page. There's, you know, as I said, there was fishing, except for Antley. But, you know.
Next time.
Yeah. Look, I'm very active professionally in the four drive community, obviously with my employer. And, you know, there's a page for that. You know, it's fantastic. Or of camping or whatever it is. So
I think just a really good place to bond and be there for each other, because sometimes we just don't, you know, we need that.
Yeah, and there's one really cool feature that Facebook Watch, the admin guys do, and they did it really well, but it was a lot of effort. And it actually turned into a feature of Facebook if you've got a community page. And I'd highly recommend it with other groups, is an anonymous post. Some people have a question and they don't know.
Yes.
You don't want to be that guy that, you know, you know, is whinging or whatever. So if I've got an issue and I'm not comfortable talking about it, there's an anonymous option which, you know, I can put a question up, people can respond and in kind give advice, and I can actually live see all the responses there. And if I feel comfortable, I'll reach out to that person giving advice. And
so you can actually see who's actually...
Yeah, so the anonymous person watching the post.
I've never used anonymous.
Yeah, so you know, it could be anything. It might be a question about lawns, you know. We've got some lawn specialists in there, by the way, and we've got meat masters, cooking masters.
I need someone to cut, like, really, really 4-metre hedges. Maybe
there's
I should just get...
There's at least 10 blokes for that.
Yeah. Can you hook me up? I'm serious.
Yeah,
Now, Graham, one thing, being a single guy and being part of the Hills District Dads, do you have like a single...
We have a singles dads group as well.
I knew you'd ask
like, you know,
that.
One thing I want to... Because I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm not having enough success, and maybe we need to go together to the club. And I need some wingmen. You know,
wingmen.
You
need a wingman, yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe you can make a...
There's guys there that can be wingman.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make like a singles Valentine's Day like type of event, you know, for
Hills
District.
Kind of a little bit weird for blokes.
And the dads just showing up.
Maybe do it the following weekend.
No, not Valentine's. It sounds too...
It's like an anti-Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Graham, I'm going to say thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
Keep doing the great work that you're doing in the community.
Good luck with the projects.
You know, just things like I'll be leaving here. We're going to go pick up some vegetables gifted by Box Divi over at Borkham Hills. They put a chip in an extra couple of bucks. That goes to a family today, which is fantastic. And then this afternoon, helping out Jason with Super Tea.
What are you guys doing with Super Tea?
There's going to be massive announcements coming soon, but it's really exciting what's happening there. And the Hills District Dads have a lot to play with the volunteering side of that. So, we've got a big meeting this afternoon, but maybe Jason needs to come.
Is it hush hush at the moment?
Hush hush, yeah.
Sorry. The last I saw Jason, we did the Christmas Eve at Parramatta.
I know, you were so good.
I was Captain A.
Captain A. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, just a shout out that. And if you're interested in my story, I've got a really good friend that does a podcast about mental health. It's How You Going, Mate? With a question mark. And if you have a listen to that, you will hear different people with challenges, and maybe one of the podcasts might line up with what your challenge is.
Love that.
What is the gentleman's name that does
that? So, Adam does that. So, How You Going, Mate? With a question mark. And it's on all podcast platforms. And my story's on there too.
It's actually a very good question, because when you ask people, how are you going, mate, or are you okay?
The answer is good.
That's what they do.
Oh, I'm fine.
And this one gentleman actually told me, instead of asking that question, Ainsley, why don't you ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you going, and make them think about that number.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you could actually assess where they're at in their life.
I love that, yep.
And some people might say, you know what, I'm a 9 or 10 out of 10, and some might say,
I'm a 2 or a 3.
A 4 or 3 or something, and then it's
so guess what Hills District dads do? We do a post, and we go, you've got the smiley, you've got the thumbs up, you've got the angry face, and the heart, whatever that, all the different, you know, options, and you select the one that you feel, and then if you're not having a good day, you put the sad face in, bang, there's people in the community that hit you up privately. And
awesome.
That's so powerful, is that?
Good. I love that, honestly.
Yeah,
amazing. I must say, I had one or two questions where I wasn't having a great one, and the guys supported me. They just came and gave me advice, and
we
really
just catch up. You know, I remember a time with yourself, and we just went for coffee, had a chat, and talked through what the issue is, how we can help. So it's been
awesome.
Good.
Well, keep doing the great work. Dads need
that's
you.
All we do.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Graham. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.